So I hear there's a game tonight. Well, we have a partial score. Boston 62. We thank you all for coming out tonight. We're gonna throw a lot of brand new music out to you. Hope you enjoy it. Starting with that first song. That first song I wrote with Crystal Peterson here. That was called A Woman's Strength. And that's a powerful woman right there. We're gonna throw a song at you right now from a new CD that's gonna be coming out around September. This one's actually written for the people that made my bass guitar. Right there in Brooklyn, New York, Joey Laricello and Vinny Fodera. Here's a song for you called Brooklyn.
Let me Yeah.
All by myself, could be a jar of mayonnaise, but leave it up on the shelf, gonna catch me a bullfrog, kiss him right on the mouth, take a trip to the North Pole, but I'll get there walking south, cause it's my life, I can live it. Don't you hear what I say? Cause it's not my life. I can do anything I wanna do. I can do this, I can do that. Oh, well, everybody sing it with me one time. It's my life. That's right. Fill it all up with bass. I can add a little keyboards if I want to, but I don't. Make $1 million. Keep it all to myself. I'll give it all to the needy if I will, but I won't. But don't you see, it's my life. I can live it anyway. What I say, cause it's my life. I can do anything I wanna do. I can do this, I can do that. Oh, everybody sing it with me one time. It's my life. Thank you. Dress, take a wooden nickel, send it to the IRS, 'cause it's my life, I can live it anyway. I can be thin, I can be fat, I can be pure. can be packed, or I can be sing it with me one more time. It's my life. That's all. this out. Check this out. Now, we got the only man I know in the whole universe. Since I think maybe there was one in the caveman time, but I think this, we may have the only one in history, in recorded history. The only thing about this now, this is deep.
You got another person?
Wait, I got the mic. The only person in recorded history, and I got proof of this. Only person in recorded history to ever play a six-string fretless bass, right here on stage. Now, there were people who tried it in prehistoric times, but they self-combusted and disintegrated and stuff, and, you know. They tried it. There was like some hieroglyphics that showed people who tried it on alien spaceships and things like that, but it didn't work. I'm not making this up. There's proof of this. So check your history book. So we got the only guy right here, and you know what? And guess what? Guess what? This man right here, you know who I'm talking about. This man right here is the new head chief, master, grand poobah, headmaster, Dumbledore, Griffin, Dwarf, Poobah, dude, the chief head of the bass department at the prestigious Berklee College of Music, right here. That's right.
I gotta go to work tomorrow, man. I gotta leave to do it. I got a job.
We'll give you a day off. If you can play good, we'll give you a day off. So we're gonna let him play for you for a little bit. We're gonna let him. That's right. He comes from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, but now lives in Boston. Mr. Steve Bailey.
Y'all hear me?
Steve Bailey. Not Victor Bailey. Not Beetle Bailey. Not Pearl Bailey. That was one and only six-string fellow I'm talking about. Steve Bailey, right there. Y'all didn't pay enough for this. Steve Bailey, right there.
Oh.
Thank you. there for y'all. Oh my God, let's get the band going together. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all make a brother want to play. Set in a bitch, you will see. How you feeling, Amigo?
All right.
Crystal, how you feeling? You want a little taste? Y'all give it up for Crystal. One, two, three, you got it.
Victor! Thank you. Thank you.
Some of the fun we're having up here. See, we decided a few months ago, we were doing a camp, you know, we run these music camps in Tennessee. We have a camp starting Tuesday. We have 2 weeks of camp starting Tuesday. We've been doing it for about 13 years now, and we were at camp, I can't even remember when it was, and we always get in camp with a big jam session. We bring all these fun musicians and all these guys, and we just jam with all the students. And one of these nights, Dave, just for the gym, I heard this trumpet, and I looked back, and Dave was blowing trumpet. And I was like, what? I knew he was a bass player. I knew he played a little keys. He teaches upstate New York, but he was blowing trumpet. And I was like, Dave, when did you blow trumpet? And he said, well, my dad plays, and, you know, I played a little bit, you know. And he just started blowing, so it gave me an idea. And then I found out that Steve used to play trombone in high school. So, you know, I remember in the sixth grade I played cello. And so I thought, you know, man, this would be cool if I got all these guys together. And I started talking to Steve and Dave and said, man, what do you think of you guys? You think we can do a tour where you play trombone and Dave play trumpet? Anthony play keyboard, guitar. And they said, yeah, let's try it. So Steve got out of, you know, it's about 35 years since you played trombone, right? He got his mouthpiece back out, Dave got his trumpet out, Anthony started playing keys. And so that's why we're having fun, because we figured this out at camp. If you want to see a musician smile again, because most of you don't smile when you play your song. You want to see a musician smile, you put them on an instrument, they don't play that well. That's why we're smiling so much. We're having fun up here. Crystal playing drums. Playing keyboards. We talked her into bringing her flute out next tour, right? What's that?
There's a euphonium on the bus.
Hey, 3 days, 4 days ago, I bought a euphonium, right? So next tour. See, what I believe is, like I told him, just give me three notes. Teach me three notes on that instrument, and that's all I need. Cause see, I'm not learning to play music. I already know music. I just need a couple notes. I got the rest. I can fill in the blanks. Next tour, you mark my word. Watch it. So we're having fun. Andy's wearing out the keys. How was Dave on the trumpet? That's pretty cool, right? So I met Crystal about 8 years ago in Nashville, Tennessee. The city of Nashville hired her for a big Christmas extravaganza. There was probably 8 or 10 women and men in this big, big extravaganza for a Christmas show that they do every year. Sometimes they do the Rockettes and stuff like that. So this was a huge show. And my daughter was actually in the show too. And so I went to go see it, and man, there was a one voice. There were a bunch of good singers. Everyone was great, that's why they were hired. But one voice really, really stood out to me. And so I contacted Crystal and asked her if she would mind coming over and recording a song. And the song is actually going to be on the new CD coming out. And I can't remember, I think you chose this song. She chose this song to sing. And it's a Stevie Wonder song. And we're gonna let you, we're gonna let her sing it for you right now. I think you'll recognize it. This is Crystal Peters.
Oh, Thank you.
Victor Wooten up in this house, y'all.
Thank you, JD.
Thank you, Victor.
Hey, we had a wonderful time playing for you. We're going to do one more song for you. So, I'll let you know if you visit our good friend over there. Oh, wait a minute. We got somebody here from Boston. This man right up here, running monitors for us, been working with us for about 3, 4, 5, 7, 12, 11, 47 years. Up here. From right here in Boston, Reno, sound the great Jack Trefiro. Thank you, Jack. Where you at? Oh, he's over there. There he is. Thank you, Jack. Yeah. Yeah. The house of Jack Bill. Over there, we got James Barrett, our crew man. He's also running merchandise tonight. He would be happy to sell you some. Ain't that right, Dan? That's right. He's a good man over there. Also, he's got our little box over there. We have a non-for-profit called Victor Wooten Center for Music and Nature. And he's got a little box over there. You can donate whatever you want. It's non-for-profit. You get one of these little peace bracelets. Got my signature on it. He'll give it to you over there. And you can check out Steve Bailey's CD. Solo. Solo. That's it. That's it, James, right? Right? Only man in the universe. All of history. Play Six Dream Fellas. Never seen it before. J.D. Blair, 2012. And since I'm very slow to get my new CD out, we're just going to give you a download card. You go over there, James will give you a card where you can download four of the songs. Some cool music featuring all these people up here.
For free.
That's right. For free. Can't get no better than that. But if you want to give us a free. Anyway, we've been playing too long already. But I I do want to say thank you, man. I snuck in the back and I was back there and I listened to almost the whole set. I had to sneak out for a minute. But how about one more time for Club Del? Right, all the way they got from Morocco. They got authentic Moroccan instruments, all kinds of. See, they ain't paid enough to see all that. Y'all ain't know y'all was getting all that. You can't afford the tickets to see it. Right? And they got a CD. Make sure you check it out. It's called Electric Morocco Land. So check it out. Dorico's gonna have a new DVD, a special DVD out very, very soon. Check that out. Later this month. That's right. He's only using one kick drum pedal for all y'all drummers out there. Take note. That's right. So y'all could be saving money on our own pedals. Anthony and Dave, they've been working on a CD for the last 27 years. So it must be good.
Hey, man, I don't need a CD. I'm in the Victor Wooten band.
They play for free too. That's the cool thing. Anyway, hey, we thank you all for coming out. Here's a new song called Sword and Stone. Thank you. See, Steve told me y'all had to go to bed early in Boston.
That's not true.
I'm just kidding. But we're going to do a short one. We played way too long. We just wanted to give y'all a little cheer me up since y'all didn't win the game. What you talking about, we? Hey, y'all should be proud of your team, though. I'll tell you that much. It was down 2-0, came back, won the next three games. I'm proud of you. I'm glad to be here on this game. Well, you know, I'm gonna speak to you serious for a minute. I'm at the age where it seems like so many people all around me are dying, passing on, crossing over, whatever you want to call it. And you know, I'm kind of tired of being so sad about it. It seems like I'm gonna be sad every day if I just stay like that. So, you know, my mom used to say, ain't none of us getting out of here alive. And I think she was right. So she said, you know, instead of worrying about how and when you're going to die, we need to pay more attention to how we're going to live. Y'all agree with that? So I just told myself, you know what? Since we all going to check out someday, I'm not even going to be sad about it. I'm actually going to celebrate the people that have gone before us, the people who made us who we are, you know, the people whose shoulders we are standing on top of. Right? Family members. So we wrote this song. We're going to do it for you here. We hope you like it. We're going to sing it with my family up here on stage. If I can speak for y'all, we're going to send this song to all our loved ones that have gone before us. Is that cool with you? Cool. Here's a song for you from the new CD. This one is called Heaven.
We'll be right back. Heaven must been waiting for. Heaven must been waiting for.